Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:09 a.m. and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, September 16, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and just one of his great companies, Serenity Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year, but salute today. Like Robert Golden, Scranton, Richard Crawford, drums, John Sekula, Dalton, Robert Scotty Scott, Scranton, formerly of Gouldsboro, John Zeppi, Hazleton, and Dale Brandon, Bethel Hill. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides. Let us continue today's battle. Gabbling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And appropriately starting this hour, thank you, with J.D. Vance, who I just love. And speaking of people we love, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, for September 16th, which, again, it's my father's birthday. It's always in my mind. We are all called to live contemplative lives. Contemplation is not to be shut up in a dark place, but to allow Jesus to live his passion, love, and humility in us, praying with us, being with us, sanctifying us and others through us. St. Teresa for September 16th. Thank you, Mary Regina. Quickly, just want to point out, and I want to point this out for a little bit because it's coming up on October 5th. One of the greatest people on the planet is going to be the Grand Marshal for the Buddy Walk for Down Syndrome Awareness Sunday, October 5th at Scranton High School, starting at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 12 noon. And our guy, Matty Moran, is going to be the Grand Marshal. How fantastic is that? It warms my heart every time I think of him, but thinking about it. Great stuff. Well, an amazing date happened. And we talk with our guy, Rick Bigelow, about so many subjects, but sort of the forgotten war where we're losing more and more veterans of it and from that era, almost in an accelerating fashion. It would all be late 80s by now. And that is the Korean conflict. And so we start regarding the Incheon landing, September 16th. Rick Bigelow, how are you, Rick? Welcome to back, and we're proud to have you.
Doing fine, Bob. Glad to be with you.
Well, set the table for us. North Korea attacks South Korea. It's still war-weary nation, the United States, but we have military in place in the Far East thanks to our occupation of Japan. Talk to us.
Well, this is the 75th anniversary of the Korean War, and on September 15th of 1950 was the famous landing at Incheon, and let me give some background on it. On June 24th, 1950, the North Koreans attacked across the 38th parallel against the South Koreans, and they very quickly moved all the way down to about a 50-mile perimeter around the southeast city of Busan in South Korea. Initially, we were saying, well, these North Korean troops can't be very good. They're, you know, kind of from a backward country and so on and so forth. But a lot of these North Korean troops have been fighting with the Chinese communists in China for years. So they were battle-tested. And they also had a whole bunch of the very famous T-34 tanks that they got from the Soviets. And the T-34 tank was generally acknowledged to be the best medium tank produced during World War II. So they were a significant force, and they very quickly came down and had – we were to the point where we were very concerned that they were going to push South Korean troops and U.S. troops off the Korean peninsula.
Rick, let me ask you a question. We look at South Korea today as an industrial and economic powerhouse. They weren't that in 1950.
Absolutely not. What industry there was in the Korean peninsula was mostly in North Korea, and it was because of the Japanese occupation of Korea from 1905 to 1945. They had industrialized much of the North. The South, on the other hand, was mostly agrarian, agricultural based. So it was a poor nation, without a doubt. And we had supported the South Koreans, but Syngman Rhee, who was the president of South Korea, wanted a lot more arms and everything because he wanted to push the communists out of North Korea. On the other hand, Kim Il-sung, supported by the Soviets, wanted to push the Syngman Rhee's Republic of Korea forces off the Korean Peninsula. They both wanted to unify the peninsula, and the only difference was one wanted to be led by Syngman Rhee, the other one wanted to be led by Kim Il-sung. So there had been all kinds of border clashes along the 38th parallel for years, for ever since the 38th parallel had been established formally in 1948. So the North Koreans attacked, and they were making great headway. MacArthur, who was in charge of the Far East, basically in Japan, as soon as the invasion happened, he started to think about an amphibious landing behind the North Korean lines.
Really?
And Yeah, he did. Yeah. He had done so many end runs in New Guinea and in the Philippines during World War II that was his modus operandi for the most part. And they were amphibious landings. So he started to think about an amphibious landing almost immediately after the North Koreans attacked. but the North Koreans had made such significant progress that he needed to postpone that. So initially he wanted to do it sometime in late July or early August, but he postponed it until September of 1950. So he came up with a plan to invade the port city of Incheon, which is about 30 miles away from Seoul, very close up to the 38th parallel. Incheon was probably the worst possible place for an amphibious operation because they have 30-foot tides. They're semi-diurnal, which means the tides come in and go out twice a day. Mm. And the current from those tides are as high as 8 knots. And this is at a point in time when your basic merchant ship that would be carrying some troops and supplies could maybe make 10 or 12 knots or something like that. So it was a significant challenge. And when the tides go out, and you can see on the map that you have up there, the dotted areas are basically mud flats when the tides go out. So the tide goes out, ships would absolutely settle on the mud, and they couldn't move for 6 or 8 hours. Not only that, but there was a long, narrow channel that approached the city that could easily be mined. There were fortified islands on either side of the channel. There were very narrow beaches with high seawalls that had to be scaled in order to get to the city. They didn't have time for a practice landing. And it's probably true that the North Koreans knew that they were coming because communist dock workers in Japan and the Cambridge Five gave Kim warning via Stalin that something was going to happen up around Incheon. In fact, a North Korean spy was arrested in Japan with a full copy of the Operation Chromite operation order. Operation Chromite was the operation plan for the invasion at Incheon.
So every single thing is against this.
Exactly. And everybody in the defense establishment was opposed to the landing at Incheon. In fact, the Army Chief of Staff dispatched people out to Japan to convince MacArthur that wasn't the place to do it. But he held firm, and he was going to do it. And frankly, they didn't have the guts to go against MacArthur and tell him that he couldn't do it. On August 15th, or pardon me, September 15th, the invasion force commences, and they had several days of naval bombardment before the actual landing, but they did it at several other cities too, so that the North Koreans weren't exactly sure where it was coming, although they had a pretty good idea. So on September 15th, 70,000 soldiers from the 7th Infantry Division and from the Marines 1st Marine Division landed at Incheon along with 4 cruisers, 7 destroyers, 3 aircraft carriers, 150 transports and amphibious ships and craft. The North Koreans had about 6,500 troops and 6 tanks in and around Incheon. The interesting thing that happened was, as far as we know, there was a pretty good understanding on the part of the North Koreans that something was going to happen at Incheon. But Kim Il-sung rolled the dice and he said, I'm going to continue to attack around Pusan and hopefully I can push everybody off the Korean Peninsula before the landing at Incheon.
Rick Bigelow, we've got to take a break, but I want to end before the commercial. Troops in Japan, meaning American troops in Japan, you note, started to refer to Operation Chromite as Operation Common Knowledge.
That's right.
Gosh. Oh, amazing stuff. Rick Bigelow's our guest. The Incheon landing is our subject. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on the Bob Cadaro Show.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
September 16, 1972, Three Dog Night had their 10th top hit and 14th hit overall when they moved from number 9 to number 1 with Black and White this date that year. And President Gerald R. Ford, 1974, announced the conditional amnesty for Vietnam War deserters and draft evaders. Jimmy Carter finished that off. Well, we're talking to Rick Bigelow, and we're talking about the Incheon landing, which changed the course of the Korean War, which was going disastrously at the time. Rick, welcome back, and let's continue.
Okay, so the amphibious task force proceeded up the channel towards Incheon. Early in the morning, one battalion of Marines, a battalion landing team, landed at Wolmido Island off the coast of Incheon. And if you look at the map, this little Wolmido Island is connected to the main port of Incheon.
And by the way, you can see these maps on WILKNewsRadio.com, and you press watch, but go ahead.
Right. And so they had to take that first. So the battalion landing team lands. They quickly take the island, set up defensive positions, and then they watch as the task force withdraws because the tide was going out.
Yeah.
So these guys...
Well, battalion's not that many people either, is it?
Well, it's, 600 to 800 Marines, so it's a fairly good size. But if there had been any significant presence at Incheon on the behalf of the North Koreans, it could have been a difficult situation. So the task force withdraws, and the Marines are there for 6 to 7 hours before the tide turns around and the ships can come back in. So they just had light resistance on Wolmido Island. The tide starts coming back in, and the task force steamed down the channel again and landed Marines at two different beaches at Incheon. And this happened in the late afternoon. And if you know anything about amphibious landings, you always try to land right at daybreak, so you got a whole day of daylight to attack and make as much progress as you can. So this second phase of the attack happens at night. And so they're met with fairly light opposition, and they quickly take the port of Incheon, and all of a sudden the more Marines and soldiers start coming ashore, and they start moving towards Seoul. So the big thing is that the North Koreans said, we have to oppose the landing, and we're going to defend Seoul. So they rushed more troops up to defend Seoul. The Incheon landing had been a gamble on the part of MacArthur, and he knew it. He knew that his whole legacy and his career and everything was riding on the success of this. And I think if the North Koreans had opposed it more rigorously, it could have turned out much differently. But it was a success. Within a couple weeks, we were in Seoul. By the 25th of September, which was 3 months after the North Koreans had come across the 38th parallel, MacArthur declared that the city of Seoul had been recaptured, even though there was still brutal house-to-house fighting going on there.
Yeah.
He wanted to say, 3 months after the initial invasion, we've recaptured Seoul. So he turned it over to Syngman Rhee, and then they started moving up the Korean Peninsula towards the Yalu River. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, once the North Korean soldiers in the south found out that the Incheon landing had happened and we were advancing on Seoul, they sort of panicked and started a full-scale retreat. And they retreated all the way back up into North Korea. We took an awful lot of prisoners and so on. And it looked like we were going to be up to the Yalu River very shortly. And Truman met with MacArthur on October 15th, I believe it was, 1950. And MacArthur said, we'll be done by Christmas. Boys will start coming home by Christmas. And that's when the Chinese intervened with 1 million troops.
Oh, Lord. And we then make the same mistake in Vietnam not long after. Quite amazing.
And I think a lot of people think that if MacArthur had stopped just north of Pyongyang, which was the North Korean capital, we could have placed a very good defensive position there and held on. And the war would have gone into stalemate, but eventually it would have it would have ended much like it did 3 years later. We would have eliminated the whole Chinese invasion.
But with MacArthur, the seeds of huge mistakes were in always within the seeds of his success.
Exactly. Yeah. And within a few months, he went from being the hero of America to the GOAT.
Yep.
For all intents and purposes.
Amazing. Well, Rick Bigelow, thank you so much for bringing this to us. The Incheon landing, very, very significant, very bold, and man, amazing that it worked after all of that. Thank
Absolutely.
You. We appreciate Rick Bigelow. Thank you. Patent attorney extraordinaire, but not just that. He's an historian we respect and love, and we put him on anytime he's ready. Thank you, Rick.
Glad to do it, Bob.
All right. Attorney Rick Bigelow. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you loyally by a super patriot by the name of John Basiliga. Today featuring one of his great companies, Serenity Care. The gold standard of senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania with four locations in Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston, Scranton. Totally remodeled. Good food. Good way to live. Serenity Care. John Sekula. He was from Dalton. He died at home on August 31st this year. He's survived by his wife of 27 years, Paula Davis. John Sekula was born in Scranton, graduated West Scranton High School, and immediately went into the United States Air Force. He was a veteran of that great service. He was employed at Thompson Consumer Electronics until its closure. He's survived by family members, including his brother-in-law, nieces, nephews. Sadly, all of his siblings predeceased him, Stephen, Thomas, Gloria, and Marie. Thanks to Hospice of the Sacred Heart and Dr. Stephen Sluck for his care. John Sekula. Robert Scotty Scott. We lost him September 2nd. He was only 67. He was from Scranton, but formerly of Gouldsboro. Married in 1991 to the former Nancy Sardo, the couple celebrated 34 years together. He was born in Scranton, graduate of North Pocono High School, 1976. He served in the U.S. Coast Guard. He reminisced often about the time he was stationed in Alaska, fondly remembering the beauty of that state, enjoying the camaraderie he had while in the service. Scotty was a member of the American Legion in Gouldsboro. As a member of Team Hotel 2, Scotty could be found pitching horseshoes at the hotel in Newfoundland. He loved to fish with his son and grandsons, waiting for the next big catch. In addition to his wife, Nancy, Scotty survived by his son, his grandchildren, his stepdaughter, stepson, and many other family members. Special thanks to the Cucciarini family and their patriarch, Daniel Guppy Cucciarini, for embracing Scotty with the love of family and treating him like a son. Robert Scotty Scott. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care, the gold standard in care, senior care here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker, today, clouds and sun with a chance of a late day shower, 76 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 57. Wednesday, more clouds and sun, chance of a shower, 72. Thursday, an early morning shower, otherwise partly sunny, 78. Mac Davis. Murph tells us this date, 1972. He moved up to number two with his hit, Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. Bob Cadaro back on the program. You heard Bill Maher. He's made so much sense over the last year, from his meeting with Trump and everything. I liked him because he was very smart and very funny. And had all kinds of guests of all different thought processes, all different political persuasions on his shows. But, man, he nailed it there, didn't he? Bunch of texts I want to get to, but we've got... we've got callers on the line, and I didn't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. It's Frank from Wilkes-Barre. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I just wanted to correct you on something you said. I think it was last Thursday that Donald Trump couldn't free the Epstein files. You said the judge told me he couldn't do it?
Correct. Two different judges refused to release the grand jury files.
He don't want the grand jury. They don't want the grand jury file. They don't want Epstein files.
That's the grand jury for Epstein. Frank, that's the grand jury testimony for the Epstein indictment.
Yeah, but there's no witness.
That's everything.
There's nothing there. They don't. The victims don't want that. They want the files from Epstein.
And it's been released to the House Oversight Committee. There's actually a hearing. I don't know if you know it because where you get your news. There's actually a hearing on that today where Kash Patel, the FBI director, is going to be questioned.
Yeah. Well, good luck. But you said he couldn't. Donald Trump couldn't release them. He could order the release of them.
He could not order the release of the grand jury transcripts because the judges refused.
I'm not talking refused. About the grand jury. I'm talking about the trial. Epstein's files.
He never had a trial.
They got files on him, right? The Epstein's files they want.
And they've been released to the House Oversight Committee for review. And now there's a hearing today where Kash Patel is going to get questioned on Epstein and the whole sordid history. You don't believe that Trump is in those files, do you?
No, they got taped from the Epstein family, 50 tapes or something.
All right, let me ask you a question, Frank. Let's see if we could have any level of reason between us. You understand that the Biden administration was in charge completely of these files for 4 years? You understand that, right?
Right.
All right. Why didn't they release them?
They didn't promise they were going to release them. No, Frank.
Why didn't they release them?
What?
Why didn't they release them?
They didn't say they were.
All right, that's your answer. Why, if they say something about Donald Trump being involved with lurid details with Jeffrey Epstein, why didn't they release that or leak it?
The way I story I got it, now I'm not saying it's true or not, but what I heard on it that Maxwell would testify, but they didn't want to have her testifying against Donald Trump. She wanted something from Biden to get pardoned or something, and that's the reason that they didn't release them.
Well, she had a trial. She could have said anything she wanted to at her trial.
I don't know. I don't know what she wanted to say. Maybe she couldn't say nothing. Maybe she didn't.
And you're aware that the Trump Justice Department has gone and questioned her at length, right?
Yeah. And they gave her a pardon at length, and they moved her to...
No, they didn't give her a pardon.
She had a pardon. I forget what kind of they call it, the Queen's pardon or something. She's not pardoned of everything. I'm not saying that. But they moved her to a prison where there's no gates, there's no nothing there.
Well, you don't think she's a danger. You don't think she's a danger to society, do you?
You got a daughter, you got a son, she could be a danger to them. Why not? She wasn't our wife.
Well, she's been there for a month or two. She hasn't broken out.
So what? A month or two?
Frank, do you know that the only information that has come out, and this is from the lawyer for the victims, he said that Trump cooperated and helped fully, number one. Number two, he said that Trump has not been part of and is not part of any of this, but Bill Clinton
is. I'm not accusing him of anything.
Well, he can't release the files.
What did you say, Fred? Nobody said he was in there. Right. Well, you laugh, but you can't do nothing but laugh. You can't defend him.
What do you mean defend him? I just told you what he did. I don't know what more you want. I really don't.
What did he do?
By the way, you will never be satisfied with anything he does. You know that.
What did he
you
do?
Have to, Frank, would you admit to me that you would never be satisfied with anything Donald Trump does? Am I right on that?
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Well, then that's fair.
I think he's a good human being, and I don't trust him. You know what he did to the lady, the girl, to the kids?
Frank, you're just throwing away. You're just throwing gibberish out and see if it sticks on the wall. I don't get it.
It's not gibberish. It's in the record. He was convicted of sexually abusing a lady.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. And ABC had to pay $15 million to his presidential library because he wasn't.
What were they convicted of?
Wasn't convicted of anything. There was a civil trial. A civil trial determined that he had defamed E. Jean Carroll, who's a crazy person.
What did he defame her about?
He says things I don't like. He called her a number of names and called her crazy.
Yeah, and they're all crazy when they bought a Donald Trump. what did Donald Trump do to the farmers? You say he's so great.
Well, Frank, we have to go because it's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute.
We'll talk about the farmers.
I'd love to. I'd love to. 10:50 on my Bicardo Jewelers watch. You got to love Elton John and his music, although the words to his songs make no sense. But this date, 1972, Murph says, he moved into the top 10 charts at number 9 with his hit Honky Cat. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Let's go to Bill from Pittston as we finish the hour. How are you, Bill?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Always.
I was watching Pritzker go on about what a Nazi nation we have. And I'm thinking, in the midst of all this stuff, he keeps up with the rhetoric. That's why
he's scum. Pritzker is scum. God,
that's why I want to give him a nickname. Pork chop.
Pork chop Pritzker. Good name. That's a good name. My God, he's an idiot. There's an old saying. They say, if you want to know what God thinks of money, look at the people who have it. he epitomizes that.
Oh, yeah. And all this rhetoric, again, he doesn't have a clue. And again, I really think the Democrats are committing suicide. And I'm glad to see it. But I
hope this version of the Democrat Party does commit suicide. They need to be marginalized. These left-wing jackasses and liars. It's unbelievable how this philosophy, how this agenda developed against all common sense, against all interest of the people they represent, is beyond me. It really is.
Well, you know, the character formulates what we think. Either your religion formulates your politics, or politics formulate your religion or who you are as a character. And Charlie's religion formulated his politics.
The best.
And that's what the Democrats don't understand.
Yep.
And you just see them falling apart. And like I said, it's a good thing, but they just won't stop with this vitriol that's just insane. And
just take the agenda. It doesn't matter what they say. Just take the agenda that they espouse constantly. It doesn't matter if it's against Trump. It's ridiculous. I don't want help for criminal problems. I don't want I want women or men in women's bathrooms and sports. I want children to be destroyed by pharmacological intervention for their sexual dysphorias and surgical intervention. It's insanity, the whole thing. Everything they stand for. I want the border open. There's nothing that they're even close to being right about.
Absolutely. And see, here's what I think Fox and Trump is doing. They're using this almost as Kirk Steph as a campaign to contrast between Democrats and Republicans. It's very successful.
Well, Charlie's a good counterpoise to these intellectual vagrants in the Democrat Party. He really is.
Disinterested friends that didn't really care for politics. Yeah. They swung around. I have friends that are independent. They can't see possibly ever voting for Democrats again. So yep. I think things are really going in the correct way, which brings me to another comment. I wondered, quickly, how do we stop Mayor Scranton from ever getting reelected?
We vote. We vote. And we got two good candidates against her. My guy is Gene Barrett, and I was with him last night. Great guy. He's got a game plan for the city. Great people around him. We've just got to get it done. We've got to get it done.
How can we get more involved to help secure that she doesn't ever get reelected? We don't need another liberal from Oregon, and that's what you got.
I know. Well, keep in touch. We'll be telling you how to get involved. And I know you are a good ground troop guy. You really are.
Well, thanks.
All right. Bill, we got to go. News time. But thank you, always.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We've got to go to the news with Brian Hughes. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.